Rules for thee, but not for me. That appears to be the takeaway from this new story in the Sentinel covering the state of Kansas, that Governor Laura Kelly, who is obviously opposed, staunchly opposed to school choice, doesn't apply that same thought process to her own children. Sentinel reports here, alumni newsletters show that Laura Kelly and her husband could afford the tuition for their children to attend Topeka Collegiate, to private college prep school. But, you know, other parents who want to have school choice for their kids who can't afford a prep school, Laura Kelly's not really a proponent and is not a fan of that. We know as much based on her tenure thus far as governor. The story was broken by the Sentinel, and Dave Trabert, also with the Kansas Policy Institute, he joins us on KCMO. Dave, thanks for being here on the show. Take us through this story and how you came about this little nugget.
Yeah, well, thanks, Pete. It's great to be here. You know, I won't talk about how we found out, but we have proof looking at alumni newsletters that Governor Kelly was sent her kids to Topeka Collegiate. And that's great. It's wonderful that she and her husband have that ability. But that just doesn't exist for an awful lot of folks in Kansas. And it's frankly, it's a form of educational discrimination. You know, I mean, you think about it, all these education officials who talk about how they want to stamp out discrimination, and yet when they, by the way they practice and you look at the results, there's race-based and income-based discrimination all across Kansas and most states for that matter. I mean, this is the social justice issue of our time.
That is so well said and so true. So, you know, and I looked it up. Topeka Collegiate is, last I saw, like $12,500 a year in tuition. And yes, most Karens' parents cannot fork that over for each of their children. So it's great that she can. No one's holding it against her that she can, but most kids can. And she's basically saying that they should be stuck in their public schools. And I see that Topeka is one of the worst performing public schools in the state as a district, where only 1 in 5 high school students is proficient in reading and math. How much does that permeate not just that school district, but districts around the state?
Well, it varies throughout the state, but let's bring it right home here to Johnson County. There are, and this is 2022 state assessment results, there are more high school students below grade level in math in Johnson County than are proficient. It's 34% below grade level and only 31% proficient. It's about the same. Actually, it's a little bit worse, or about the same in English language arts. About a quarter below grade level and a third proficient. I mean, and this is how we bring it home. I was in a conversation at the Overland Park Chamber of Commerce a couple of years ago, and talking about this. And we said, look, based on these results, we know that right here in Johnson County, some kids are getting diplomas while the school district knows they are below grade level. And there was a lot of hubbub over that, and people didn't want to believe it. But there were two people sitting in that meeting who sat silently waiting for the conversation to change. That's the superintendents of Shawnee Mission and Olathe. They know that to be true. You can't have a third of kids below grade level in the 10th grade and knowing that those results are going to get worse by the 12th grade, and say all of a sudden, look at these high graduation rates. That's fraud that's being perpetrated on these kids.
So what is the answer? We know that anything, any kind of school choice is going to be an uphill climb in Topeka because the governor is likely to veto any legislation. But, you know, take us behind the scenes on what you have advocated for. Dave Trabert's our guest. Kansas Policy Institute wrote this piece in the Sentinel about Governor Kelly and her husband sending their children to private schools, which is great, but they're not fans of school choice for other folks. What is this going to look like this legislative session? What would you like to see ideally happen here?
Well, there's a bill that's been introduced that would allow all students in Kansas to take a piece, actually not even half of their state funding, just take about $5,000 a student to any school they want to go to. It's through an education savings account. So money would be created, an account created at the state treasurer's office for the parents to direct the funding for a variety of uses, and one of which would be tuition to a private school. And this these propose these things because we know they work. We've seen the strong gains in states with robust school choice options like Florida and Arizona, where they're showing gains in proficiency, and especially for low-income kids, that far exceed the national average. In fact, those states have been moving forward over time, while Kansas has been going backward.
And it would seem to me, Dave, as well, that, you know, if you say $5,000 a kid, let's say, if you're first off that confident that your public schools are the absolute best, then you know what? Most parents under that scenario should end up picking their public schools, and they'll put that money back in and nothing changes. And even if some kids leave, these schools theoretically are going to end up with more public dollars on a per capita basis because they're going to get money for kids who aren't there.
You know, the schools do get to keep a piece of the money. They'd certainly get to keep any of the federal funding that comes in, some of the local funding that comes in, and there would still be some state aid coming through because it's not all distributed on a per pupil basis. And so this doesn't cost the district anything more than if somebody moved from Johnson County to Kansas City, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same. A kid chooses to leave, whether it's their parents moving or they want to go to a different school. That's the impact. And so what these people are saying is, no, the school owns these kids. You must keep them there. I mean, you think about this is Kansas, Brown versus Board of Education. 50 years ago, we had politicians all across this country standing in school doorways, preventing poor kids from getting in. Now these union-backed politicians are standing there preventing poor kids from getting out.
Wow.
That's educational discrimination.
It is. It is. To get your feel on this, how do you feel like the issue of school choice big picture is going to progress in Kansas based on the makeup right now in the governor's office? Are they going to have to take incremental steps? Is there anything that you think is on the table, or is this going to have to be basically a veto-proof majority from the Senate and the House?
Well, given Governor Kelly's track record, it would have to be a veto-proof majority. But it's not beyond the realm of possibility that we can get there. Mm-hmm. A similar bill passed the House in 2021. It was a small margin, but it passed, and it died in the Senate on a 20-20 tie. So It's at this point, it's only a matter of time before parents finally get to choose which school was best for their kids. And we're going to continue to push this. It is the civil rights issue of our time. We have to do this. Because we know the evidence shows that the system isn't going to fix this on its own. We published a book called Giving Kids a Fighting Chance with School Choice that tells one story after another of education officials consciously misleading parents and legislators, de-emphasizing academics, and even ignoring state laws that are designed to close achievement gaps.
Mm-hmm.
They just won't change. It's okay, and certainly some kids get a good education in public school, but for those who don't, they ought to be able to go somewhere else and get it. But they aren't going to change anything if it means the system has to change. You know, think about almost any conversation you hear about schools. It's always about schools and money. It's almost never about what's best for students. That's where the focus ought to be.
So true. Dave Trabert, Kansas Policy Institute, Sentinel, breaking the story this morning about Governor Kelly's hypocrisy on school choice. Dave, thanks for your time. Great stuff. Really appreciate it.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
We'll be right back. When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is that, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Thanks, Pete. Great to be here.
All right. Dave Traber on KCMO Talk Radio.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.